counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
That's right, it is the Earshot 20. We're about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. How's it going? Hope you're having a great day and a great week. I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland in studio with me, and we take our charts from earshot-online.com. Great little website. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you head over there.
Earshot is the national campus and community report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50. Other published charts include regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week, as well as weekly genre reports for electronic hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also find some features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more. So go check that out. You'll find the full top 50 and also the top 20 that we're about to count down. Pretty exciting week. Lots of movement. Lots of new stuff. We have a brand new number one this week. We have two debuts in the top 20 and two records that are not debuting in the top 50 but are climbing the way up into the top 20. And Anthony, as I predicted last week, I predicted the number one.
You did predict it. You were that was a good call.
But we'll hold it.
Good call.
If you're
call
a lawyer
your
listener, you'll know.
Good call on your part. And yeah, lots coming up in this program. The countdown, plus we'll hear from Stephen Karlick, of course. And we'll also hear from a local St. John, New Brunswick artist, Jessica Ray. Coming up in this hour, next hour of the program, we will be talking to our number one, as well as hearing who that is. And as Brian alluded, it is an upset this week. Our number one is a new number one. You can reach out to us online, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to connect. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, you can reach out to us and we'll give you an interview and spin some of your tracks. Maybe you've got a new album out. We want to do that for you amongst the show. So please reach out. All right, we'll start the countdown, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 20.
We're going to get into some exciting stuff as well as a debut in the first set. But also, today is officially the day where the days start getting longer.
Is this true?
It is true. The days are starting to get longer than the night or something like that.
Of course, that makes no sense if anybody's... Today is January 31st, where we're recording, broadcasting this live out of St. John, New Brunswick. Otherwise, people would be like, wait a minute. February 5th, that's not the day.
I want to say that it was called the solar spring, but that might be something I'm making up in my mind, but I feel like it had a combination of those words. The days are getting longer. If you're getting down to the dumps, summer's and spring
just around the corner.
I personally like the winter, but you know,
it's because you're ill.
Some people don't.
It's because something's wrong with you.
You get to do lots of exciting things in the winter. All the seasons are excellent, Anthony. Don't play favorites. All right, we're going to get into the tunes here at number 20 from 31 back into the program from her record Tall, Tall Shadow. You're going to hear a track called Promise Not to Think About Love. That is Baji Boulay. And at number 19, debuting in that spot is the new record from Fredericton, New Brunswick's The Bell Comedians and their new EP called Charlotte. You're going to hear a track called Louise. And then you're going to hear Message to the Sea by Honolulu. That is at number 18, down from 15 from their record Keepsake.
Stick around. See your shot 20.
Number 20.
Not to think about love, but to see the way you play. I have taken a vow. Now I want to hear you say, are you troubled? If I make no hesitation when you ask me not to think about love, I don't think about love. When I see you kiss another, it won't matter at all. No, I won't hold to its power. I have given it up. And I've seen the final hour when I tell you I don't think about love. Oh,
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Throw you a line, but just a little one. I've picked up a vice, 'cause I'm quitting one. The guilt of needing a rest to run. I'll tell you a lie, but just a little one. I told you I'd wake up and feel better, but oh, I've been falling asleep. I'll call you and tell you it doesn't matter, but how could you know that I've been drifting away? I never know just what it is to love and live with wanting this. I'm still a needy, restless lover's kiss. I'll tell you a lie, but I'll come clean with it. I told you I'd wake up and feel bad, I'm still falling asleep. I'll call you and tell you it doesn't matter, but how could you know that I've been drifting away?
Number 18.
Thank you.
It's the Year Shot 20.
That was Message to the Sea by Honolulu. They're at number 18 this week, falling from 15. And that's off of their new record, self-release record called Keepsake. Debuting at number 19 was Fredericton's The Bell Comedians and their new EP called Charlotte. You heard a track called Louise. And starting off that set was Bobby Boulay from her record Tall Tall Shadow at number 20, up from 31, a track called Promise Not to Think About Love.
It's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond. That's Brian Cleveland counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We're going to keep the countdown going, and coming up in just a few minutes, we'll hear from Stephen Karlik. Going to talk about news first, entertainment news, and of course, you can imagine, as much as this might be to your dismay or not, we're talking about the Grammys. It's big news, although it's happened a while ago, but it's still big news. Really happy about Daft Punk. That's all I'm going to say for now. Wait, and you'll hear the rest.
All right. I was reading some pretty funny conversations about people talking about how Daft Punk finally made it, and people thinking they made it about, you know,
they made it a long time
ago. Maybe you didn't hear about them because you weren't born.
They remade it? Like, yeah, they've been pretty popular.
I mean, they're like a fairly recluse, quiet band who disappear for multiple years at a time. So I suppose if you're young, it might have been younger people saying things like that.
My only comment about that I didn't say when I was talking to Steven, that I did feel when they did the Grammys, they have mad character commitment because they didn't even give an acceptance speech when they won for Best Pop Duo. Pharrell gave the acceptance speech on their behalf with them. And I'm just like, man, do you ever take, like, do they have kids? Is that the way that they operate in their house? How do they eat? I just don't get it.
It's pretty rare to see an interview with them, this I would say.
Like in real form, not in robot form or whatever they're or whatever other things. They are. Yeah. It's cool.
The only thing I heard about the Grammys was about Pharrell's hat, which I thought was pretty excellent. Big support.
Yeah, he looked like
a silly hat.
Yeah, like a poor Mountie. Like he just everything else was just like dressed down, but he had totally RCMP hat going on.
And yeah, I suppose that was about it. Not really interested in that sort of thing.
There wasn't very much going on.
All right, we're going to keep on rolling here at number 17, up from 19, Tough Age, and their self-titled debut on Mint Records is holding strong on the charts, and you're going to hear a track called We're Both to Blame. And new into the top 20 at number 16, up from 26, is Damon Jurado and his latest Brothers and Sisters to the Eternal Sun, and you're going to hear a track called All For You.
Stick around. See your shot 20.
Number 17.
Never thought I was the one, wouldn't become
Earshot 20. Number 16.
Dead falls the night, birds pushing the sky. No more for you. Colors divide, creation its size. No more for you. How great love. You are needed. Oh. Time in the world still in time. All for you. Heaven it sings, angels applaud. Mountains fall down, love as a crown, peace to be found.
That was All For You by Damian Jurado. His latest is called Brothers and Sisters to the Eternal Sun. It's at number 16 up from 26. And before that, number 17 up from 19 was Tough Age from their self-titled debut, a track called We're Both to Blame.
It's the Earshot 20. We are counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Going to take a break from that now. Head to the phone where we're going to chat with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim and talk about some entertainment news and what's going on in the world of entertainment. Stephen, thanks for joining us again this week.
Thanks for having me, as always.
And looks like the Grammys are making some pretty big news and pretty big splashes all over.
Always. Although sometimes the Grammys kind of feel like just critics' chance to make quippy remarks on Twitter and outwit each other.
It always seems to be something that either there's always a lot of complaints and a lot of likes and nothing really in between.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of fun to poke at the foibles of the pop music world. It's also kind of disappointing for people who consider themselves sort of nerdier music fans who wish that the Grammys meant more to them, who wish that the Grammys would acknowledge sort of your Kendrick Lamars instead of your Macklemores. But I mean, that's what the Grammys do. It's a popularity contest, and we're just here to sort of to talk about it.
Well, some interesting wins throughout the evening when it came to the Grammys, and somebody that listeners of this show will be familiar with, Daft Punk, because they were on the charts for quite a few weeks, and they took home a few awards.
Yeah, I mean, that's one that I'm genuinely happy about. It's a great record, I think, Random Access Memories, and I don't often agree with anything the Grammys do, but that's kind of nice that they got some validation for that. They also, I think, deservedly, whether you loved it or loved it just a little bit, I think Get Lucky had to be sort of Song of the Year. The only other one that had the same amount of popularity was Slurred Lines, and that song, I think, kind of sucked. So so that was that was nice to see Daft Punk take that one home. A lot of cool performances, no matter what you think about Lorde. I think she's got a pretty excellent voice. Yeah, just a lot of fun stuff to see.
A lot of good stuff indeed. And but then on the other side of that, Trent Reznor was not very happy about having his performance cut short.
Yeah, and Trent, his performance was really awesome. A lot of people really loved it. I know a lot of music nerds who are crazy about Fleetwood Mac's Lindsey Buckingham's solo material. So it was a cool thing, but I mean, it was the end of the night. It's sort of, it's a corporate event, and actually the executive producer of the Grammys has apologized back to Trent and said he was very excited to have him on the show, and that he's sad that he's angry. And that he wishes it could have been another way. But, I mean, he also got the last performance of the night, which is kind of a big deal, closing the show. So, I mean, while I totally understand Trent Reznor's ire, it sounds like things, they weren't supposed to be quite that slap in the facey.
Really quick, we just have another minute here. Do you have a favorite win of the night, a favorite artist or album that got kudos that you think is a good pat on the back?
I was glad to see Vampire Weekend win Best Alternative Music Album. They actually beat Nine Inch Nails out for that album. It was awarded before the telecast, but I did watch a very humorous video in which a host who obviously had no idea who Vampire Weekend were said something to the effect of, "If you guys had a dollar for every time I heard you on the radio." So unless he was referring to Earshot, I don't know exactly what he meant.
Well, if he was referring to Earshot, he'd be hearing them a lot. But that's pretty interesting. Okay, we're going to cut back to the charts. Steven, stick around. We'll have you back in just a little bit in the second hour of the program. And Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
At number 15, up from 18, is Sebastian Granger. His latest is called Yours to Discover. You're going to hear a track called Going With You. And debuting at number 14 is the new record from Vancouver's Mode Modern. And that album is called Occult Delight. You're going to hear a track called Come Sunrise.
Number 15.
We won't say goodbye to anyone around.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
Debuting at number 14 this week, that was Mode Moderne and their new record, Occult Delight, and a track called Come Sunrise. Before that, you heard Sebastian Granger with a track called Going With You at number 15, up from 18 from his new album, Yours to Discover.
We're reaching out now to a St. John, New Brunswick artist to chat about her recently released fourth full-length album. Jessica Ray joins us on the line. Jessica, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hi, thanks.
So Far Gone Lullabies is the title of the album. Is there a story behind the name?
There's a couple little stories. My husband is a big Grateful Dead fan, and he's always bugging me to cover one of their songs. And the song he wants me to cover is Broke Down Palace. And in that song, there's a lyric that says Far Gone Lullaby. And I liked it. I pluralized it, Far Gone Lullabies. And also because I'm a mom of two kids, I feel like a lot of people were kind of asking me or kind of hinting towards me putting out a children's record, and this record is far from being a children's record, so Far Gone Lullabies kind of worked.
And as part of the process of pulling together the album, I read that you had an opportunity to work with Ron Sexsmith and Royal Wood. What was that like?
I did, yeah. They are my favorites, some of my favorite Canadian singer-songwriters, so it was a huge honor, and really, it was awesome to work with them. They are very professional. They're amazing, song crafters themselves and singers as well. And they also lent their voices on on the songs that they co-wrote with me. So it was really a really cool experience to work with them writing and also to have their voices on the record too.
If you had to pick a moment, what would be a favorite or most memorable moment for putting together this album?
Well, the recording experience is always fun. I love going to I record my records in Cape Breton. I work with a team there. This is my third record that I've worked with producer Ed Woodsworth and engineer Jamie Folds at Jamie's studio, Sound Park Studio. So I really enjoyed it. I flew up for a week and did all the vocal tracks, and I love to sing. That's my passion, and you know, it was really fun working with Jamie again vocally, and like he's a really good coach that way. Like when you record, it's different than when you're singing live. You can hear every little noise, every little, you know, flaw, I guess, in your voice. So working with Jamie is always really fun to work with recording wise, and I think co-writing with all the guys too were highlights as well. I really enjoyed working with Steve Poltz. He was hilarious to work with, actually. I don't know, do you know Steve? He's worked with several different artists. He's one of his big songs was with Jewel. You Were Meant for Me. That was a big co-write with Jewel. Anyway, I'm a big Jewel fan, so I'm kind of hoping the co-write that we do.
So that was a good highlight.
Yeah, so.
Awesome. And you've got some live shows on the horizon. What else is happening with you musically?
I'm working on some videos. Well, actually, I have a few videos in the can right now that are getting ready to, as we release each song. I'm doing a video. I should backtrack. I'm doing a video for each song on the record. And I've got about, I think, five right now. We've released a couple. So just got a couple, you know, a few more videos to release. And I've got some shows coming up this in February, and I'm also going to be part of the ECMAs. I've got a showcase in April at the ECMAs. It's in PEI this year, so it's always fun.
Exciting.
Yeah.
JessicaRaye.com. That's Jessica, RHAYE.com. Head over there and check out the site and learn more about this extremely talented New Brunswick artist, including more about those show dates that we just alluded to. Jessica, thanks for taking the time to chat.
No problem. Thank you.
Here is You Know Me Better from Jessica Raye's Far Gone Lullabies. This song charting high on EastCoastCountdown.com and a catchy tune that will have you wanting more. Stick around for more of our countdown after this. You're listening to The Earshot 20.
I hear a clock and it begs for my attention. I turn away and pretend that I'm not listening. You have a way with my heart. The time can't erase. You know me better than I'll ever. We'll be right back.
13.
Forgot to turn their mics off in the middle of playing a Pong game or something there.
That was You're Not Good Enough by Blood Orange at number 13, Dan from 6 from the album Cupid Deluxe. And before that, you heard from Jessica Ray and a track called You Know Me Better from her latest record released in late 2013, Far Gone Lullabies.
And big thanks to Jessica for joining us on the program. Really great to chat with her. And also thanks to Stephen Karlick. This hour of the program, we heard about news. Next hour of the program, it will be new album releases. And also, we'll be chatting with our number one. But before we do that, we have to finish the first 10. And we're going to do that now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Mylush and the record Jet Lag at number 12, up from 16. Here's a track called This Time.
Number 12.
My mind.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 11.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, wait, that's for Neil Young, sorry.
Down in front. That was Expected to Fly by Neil Young from the new Live at the Cellar Door release, which is at number 11 this week, down from number 4. And before that, you heard from Milosh and a track called This Time from his latest called Jet Lag. It's at number 12, up from 16.
The first 10 counted down. Again, big thanks to Jessica Ray for joining us this hour of the program, and also to Stephen Karlick as we talked about news. Coming up in the next hour of the program, the top 10 plus, Stephen Karlick will be giving us a look at new albums, and we'll be talking with our number one artist. If you're just joining us, it's the Earshot 20, and we're counting down the top 20 albums from earshot-online.com. We do this every week on Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them all for airing this program. And you can also find the show a couple other ways. Maybe you already know where this is. Radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. You can download the show there, and you can also podcast it on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Edman, Brian Cleveland on the other side. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more, so stick around.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.